We begin the next parak, seventh parak, Maseches Yuma, parak Balai. Begin to as the master. Begin with the Gemara. Tefillin in the tzad sharin. Oh, tefillin from the side, not underneath. That's going to be permitted when he's going to sleep. Now, Pirush Rashi, Rashi explains what does that mean. What's the heter that we're comparing to by tefillin, like we see by Big Dikuna? Meaning, lechashin neshami yishin ben biyifich. We're not concerned that maybe always going to be sleeping with him and he can pass gas because it's not on him. It's on the side of him, and therefore we're not really concerned. Avol, but says says prepare comment the tamim befarish tamachrina. First back in tamim of chabzayin manav, Rashi actually gives a different explanation. Meaning lechashin, what are we not concerned for? Tilma megander benafal alai. We're not concerned that it's going to roll and fall off. Vikah bezayin tefillin is going to be a disgrace of tefillin. That's what the chiddush is that we're saying that he could sleep with the tefillin on the side. Ketanek says at the beginning with the gemara lemanda amar the one who says loizeh of nidash koyin hedyed that this is not the blood of the koyin hedyed. Michael, man, what are you going to say? Rashi says. Now, Avraham of the plug to Tanoi, he prepared Kama, although it's a machlik to in the first part of the base of an Aleph, so it's definitely not difficult. You could say it's going like the other Tana, but who writes Liash Mastin the prayer Kama the Tumid? He wants to resolve the mission of the first part of the Tumid of Chavachayim the base. Haid, the Makabal, Manich, and Tachas Hashem, this that they fold and they place the big Dikun beneath the head. And leave the Kulam according to everyone, even according to one who says that the belt of the Kohen head was out of claim, and therefore we have to say that, what are you going to say? Because forget about the halacha of having an O, it's a problem about claim. So next is muscle, but it begins with Gemara cautioning. Oh, it's not difficult, it's hard, and there's no problem with climb, even if it's beneath his head. So it's like, it's a wonder. Because if that's the case, my he dom and perikam the erichim, what's this that the Gemara says in first bring of erichim, never give it out. It says in the Mishnah, kol chayiv maklam, everyone's liable in climb. And what's the hak kol come to include? To tell you, kam levi misraelim, the Gemara says, apach pshita, obviously, why wouldn't anyone have the halacha climb? Shan the Gemara answers, oh, kahan mitzvah, no, we have to tell you that kahan have the is of climb. Why? When you would have thought to say, "Hold the Ishtri Lagabai climb Avoid the sins," they're permitted the Isra of climb. When they're doing the Avoidum, when they have the Big Dikuna, Shalai be eaten Avoid, I'm listening. So I would have thought to say also, even not during the Avoid, they would be permitted for them to climb. Kabash Rolam Bechul, we have to tell them, no, if not for the time of the Avoid, the Isra climb applies them too. It says, Tais, what do you mean? Bashi, keeping the caution, and now that we explain that the Gartel, the Avnate, the belt, which I climbed was hard, so La Ishtri climb Lagabai, we don't find that they ever had to climb by them. So we are saying that they have had to climb? So Rabbi answers, he said like this. And it's different. The Levish of Halah, regarding wearing and putting it on, which is what it's talking about over there in Eruch and Avgimel, which the belt was worn during the Avodah of Dari, I said biblical. Yes, that's a seer field precaution. That's forbidden, yes, even for the Kahanim, meaning it's permitted for them, but the Isser is there, therefore we say it's mutra for them, the Isser, for the precaution, even when it's hard. About saw, but here in our story, we're talking about just using as a bedspread, as a pillow. That's midrabanan. That's only rabbinic, because not etzemas, not wearing it. So the gazer b'kashin that they weren't geyser by when it's hard, and therefore that's why we're saying it's not even forbidden. Not that it's a heter of the avodah that they do, which is like a pirish Rashi, not like Rashi who explains the pirish kashin. He says, and what does it mean that it's hard? And I said, oh, mutar b'levish v'alah, it's permitted to even wear and to put on, which Cortez says, no, it's not. It's only permitted as hatzah, as using for a bed. But to wear, no, actually, that would be forbidden. It's just by kanda, it's permitted. And therefore, we see that, oh, you would have thought that avoid the so too in general. The same parak of the yamtiv, end of the first parak of yamtiv and beya dafidam and beya is not. The Mishnah teaches us, mashalchim yamtiv climb. You could send someone a gift on yamtiv, even climb. The Gemara says, the Gemara asks, climb my chazah, what are you sending? It has no yamtiv utility. What could something do with climb? Shan, the Gemara says, b'kash, we're talking about where it's hard, where, and then we get a benefit from it. So Tais has to explain, marinam ba'atza. That's also talking about, which it's difficult according to Tais, not like Rashi. Rashi doesn't have a difficult, because, yeah, kashan is, you're allowed to wear it even. Tais has to say, it must be talking about a bedspread, because Tais explained that even when it's hard, it's forbidden to wear, rabbinically. Now, Vimtem, if you're going to say, so wait a second, so ba'atza hechashari. Then according to our interpretation, says Tesis, how are you actually allowed to use it as a bedspread? But even that, but climb the rise, since we're explaining that biblically it is climb, even when it's hard, like in Levish Valo regarding wearing it and putting it on. So in Litzra, there should be forbidden even to sell to a non-Jew. Katana, like in the Bryson, to set the climb, a baggage of it, but climb, if you have a garment that in it is lost a thread of climb, you not sell it even to a Gentile, because you might sell it to a Jew. Because it's not recognizable. And you're not allowed to make it as a saddle cloth for the donkey. But choshkin, let's see, for sure you're not allowed to use it to lay beneath the person. Because if you're saying it's forbidden even as a mardas, which is very hard, for sure you can't use it as a bedspread for by big dekuna. where it's not as hard as Mardas, how do we resolve that contradiction? Why are we saying over here that it's permitted? What you can say is like this. That sugya that's saying it's problematic is specifically when the thread of climb is lost inside that garment, it's not recognizable. Oh, then you're right, not let even make it into a saddle. Because of Rashid, we're concerned. Shem Yikra Bigdoy. Maybe his garment is going to tear. V'yachsiv Yitzferen Al Gabi Bigdoy, and he's going to go and stitch from that Mardas to stitch up his garment, which now he's going to be wearing it. Like the Mosad of Mosadav Lambezim and Aleph. Kabbin Noidus Abdikachavim, regarding the flasks of the idol worship, Oslas Menchatiha Lechamayin, I'll make for it as a cloth, as a saddle for the donkey. Why? Shem Yivka Noidoy, because maybe his flask is going to burst. It's going to tear. V'yachsiv Yitzferen Al Gabi Noidoy, he's going to use it to stitch up his flask. And that's problematic because the one of the Gentiles is forbidden. But regarding our sugi, if the climb is recognizable, then muta, then you're allowed to use it for atzah, you're allowed to use it to lay on, as we're teaching here in our sugi. Nam says climb, like learning climb in the ninth parak. Tachricha mes, the shrouds, the burial shrouds of a dead person, which is also ba'na, umardas achabar, and the saddle of the donkey, amem shum climb. There's no problem with climb that. You see, you're allowed to take a garment that has klayim for mardas el chamar. Again, it's only when it's not recognizable that's forbidden. Then I'm beginning to say that ba'amar hacha. But what do you mean? We say here in our sugya that fully yud matzai zol gabizu. Even if you have 10 bedspreads, one on top of the other, the klayim tachtein, then you have klayim only on the bottom of the not leaving all sleep on them, which is even hatzah. And even if it's not warming you at all, you see, it's problematic. So why is it different than the case of Mardas of the Chamar that you say is permitted? Like we just brought arrived from Mesech Zekalem. So it's difficult. And we learned Mesech Zekalem in that same Perek test, but in Mishnah base. Hakar Maksasas, the pillows and the blankets, Amen Shem Klaim, no problem with Klaim. But why? We say over here that even 10 blankets, one on top of the other, and Klaim is in the bottom, it's forbidden to lay on it. What you could say is the Matzois, by the bedspread, since they're soft, shayach kricha. Problem is, then it could curl up, and it could go around his flesh, which is considered wearing it, or halah, which is forbidden. La'achi chashin, and therefore concerned, shabatecha kleinim, and maybe a thread is going to curl up over him, and no matter how many layers, we're still concerned. Abardas achamor, but regarding the saddle of the donkey, or bikard and maksasas and pillows and blankets, not a matzah, not the bedspread, just pillows and blankets. Lishchicha shabatecha rochnim, it's not common that the thread will curl over. Lachil it goes. Whatever they weren't guys over there. Miu, you're right. But starting the gibbon, also. But if his flesh is Tysus explains, then it would be forbidden because the tongue of the head you got to be carving successfully, learning explicitly regarding pillows and blankets. It says Bavachli besarin the gibbon, and as long as the flesh doesn't touch them, and what the member of that same thing would apply to the saddle. Now ublavishva law asir b'chalid. Now regarding, however, says Tysus, going back to wearing and putting over, Tysus says, yeah, that's always going to be forbidden. Not be shame besarin the gibbon, and that's even if the flesh isn't even touching them. And Taisa had explained it, even if it's hard, not like Rashi. Because not like learn the Mishnah, eat an odd Mardas shall climb like seven. A person should not put the saddle of climb on the shoulder. I feel like it's easy to take out garbage. It's forbidden. Now, Masha Heshab Ri, Le Rebbe Shimon Miyan Vilo, Al Oisim Kosht Forfertainj, which is a garment made out of linen, which is filled up with pieces of wool. Sheish Ben Klai Begod, that has in it a prepared mixture of garments, Umoichin Shal Tzema, and tufts of wool. Alpha Pisha Bagod Mishali and Hinshal Pish, although the garment that's on top of them is linen, says Yesh Lahatr, it's still gonna be permitted, could easily be pek at the bay, like Tais explains, the end of the first pek in Bedaf Tezvav Med Aleph, where Tais explains that since if you would make it a small tear in the garment, you'd be able to take out all the pieces of wool through that tear. So therefore it's permitted, it's not considered really connected. But if let's say it would be in a way that you wouldn't be able to take it off through a small tear, then it'd be considered like as if it's stitched together and be forbidden, because the outside is linen and the inside is wool. That's all from the Lashon of the Rih. Next is Masal, to begin with the Gemara, Big Dikuna, Hayetz Ben Medina, the kind of garment going out of the area of the Beis HaMikdash. Oh, that's awesome. And so, Tzitz V'chei Mashem Perkish Makadosh, this sounds like this from the Gemara Kedushin of Nandal Medalov, that filled by Zara, that even in the courtyard itself, actually, it's initially forbidden the lavshon to put them on, not for the purpose of avoda. It's only once you're wearing it, then you don't have to take it off as a problem of lohanes ben. But going out in the Medina and even the Zar initially put it on for that would be problematic. Where do we see that? Because the Gemara says, "Big dikun ein ben meila." Kana garments, there's no problem, there's no halacha misappropriation. Why? Says the Gemara, l'fishalei nitn ter l'machas, his Torah was not given to ministering angels. Pirish, sheyochlo lezor, that to be careful, asir miyadach avayda, take it off the second you finish the avayda. That's not. So therefore, there's no me'ila. Now, mash, it sounds like ketchilo, but it sounds like initially l'lovshan, to initially put them on, asir would be forbidden. Because b'zev shalizor, that you can be careful. And that's exactly what we're saying, that that's why it's asir b'menina, and that's why it even be asir in the azara, if you're initially putting it on for that purpose. Then it says, "You begin to say, they take a look." It says, "I'm reading the paragraph. I'm a bigudush nigmarsin. Gudush zamzam gavav melavgav yani amelech." He was told, "Hakim lem betzitz shebein anecha." Oh, put on the tzitz between your eyes. You're the kohen gadol, and that's how you take care of them. But Amos, or you see shemut lanicha filachutz mikdash. You see that this story was taking place out of the base of mikdash, and he was allowed to put on the tzitz, and that's not like what our gemara says over here. Now, it says, don't say to answer the question, oh, you're right, because the Miyad is a good minis. At that time in the story, there was a spirit of heresy that was brought into Yan HaMelech, and you're right, he was doing something wrong. You can't say that, because the Hasa Mashma there, it sounds like that Katil is a good minis, that he had not yet become a heretic, Ad Basahachi, until later on, where the comma where he says, what's going to be with Teresh Viksav? And below Emanami, Teresh Viksav, he didn't say also the oral law, because he was starting to become a heretic and deny the oral law. But at that point, it wasn't yet. So how was he allowed to put on the tzitz if it was out of the base of Midrash? Now, it says to me, however, Lamando, according to the one that says, which we had previously in Zayin on the base, that Dafko Deal Mitzchah Meratze, that the Ritzah of the tzitz is specifically when it's on his forehead. So then, yeah, Yochel Anicha Kosha, actually, he could put it on at all times, because there's a machlikas over there, it's even when it's on his head or not on his head. But Tais holds that, according to Behudu, holds that specifically when it's forehead, it's meratza, so then you're right, at all point in time he could put it on, could be logical that he could put it on, because that's the avoid, it has to be meratza, so he has to wear it. Now, Vayimar Rintam, he says, no, even according to the other opinion that says meratza, even when it's not on his forehead, he could put it on at all times, no matter what the situation is. And if it wasn't a problem that he's putting it on, even out of the time of doing the avoida, from the fact that the person in Shemitzchah says, well, he should be on his forehead constantly. Now, although that this mandamah says we need it for some other drasha, that meant that it shouldn't lose consciousness from it. Yeah, but the Shem would say, from the fact that it says two times, once v'haya metzcharen and one v'haya metzchay, then nafka we learn out that even besides the fact that you have to be conscious at all time of it, but also at all times he could be wearing it, and therefore it's different than our sugi, which you're not supposed to wear the big dukuna when you're yitzlamadid. But since it's v'isahar near lama, but actually it would actually seem more correct to say, the Shalika din Asr, Shaniyachat says, no, you're right, he had done inappropriately that he put on the tzitz to wear Chutz HaMikdash, like our Sugya says, not Dibre Maschel, that Ayyutsu ben Medina is Asr. Now, however, Hacha lahabamotz lachuche, but at this point in time, they could not have yet proven, which as Tais was proving, that only later did we say the Nizuk ben Minas, that he had a spirit of heresy, Shekav b'chol terish b'peh. It's only later on, now at this point in time, you can't prove that he denied the whole oral law. You're right, he was doing this thing wrong. Until later on, the dike in the late comma from the fact they inferred that he didn't say what's going to be not teresh b'ksav. Then you would dike that oh he started to deny the whole oral law. But at this point, even at this point, says Tosis, he had done something wrong because like our Damascus says, big tikuna hayitz ben medina is us.